Now, I know last week we said farewell and it was the last time we were doing this, but I did want to welcome Mark Backman from Nature Glen Elg Trust back into the studios today because Sunday was a very big day for Nature Glen Elg Trust and you and all your staff because it was your open day for the Mount Burr Swamp.
That's right. Yes. We're back again, aren't we? Yes. Promise it's the last time this time. We did have a big weekend. We actually had two events over the weekend leading up and culminating with Sunday. And look, I think for people that were there, it was just a real sense of celebration and community that really came through from the range of people that were there. So many of the people who've supported the project over the last couple of months and got behind it. And hopefully for those people, a sense of satisfaction in seeing what they've been part of and I guess what's going to be an exciting project as it rolls out over the next probably 10, 15 years. It's a long-term project with the size of the property and what's involved in restoring it.
Mm. So for those who haven't been following along over the past 6 weeks when we have had you in the studio to talk about this project, the Nature Glen Elg Trust, you are now the new owners of a beautiful piece of property at Mount Burr, which you'll be restoring back into a living, thriving wetland. And it has been a pretty epic fundraising campaign over 6 weeks to get the money to make that happen.
It has been, and we've been reflecting amongst ourselves the last couple of days, our staff, because we had everyone together for the event on Sunday. We actually had a couple of day annual workshop when we get all our staff together to reflect on the year that's been and what's coming up. And yeah, I mean, we're all very positive about it because when, you know, we're racking our brains to think about the sort of crowdfunding campaigns that have been run out there for environmental projects. And as far as we're aware, you know, this is one of the larger ones that's actually occurred and been, obviously, from all accounts, extremely successful. I mean, it's very rare for any crowdfunding campaign to raise anywhere in the, you know, anywhere near $100,000. And the reality is that's what we're pretty close to now. We've just, we're almost up to $91,000 raised after the events on the weekend, which, I know I say it to every time I come in, but, you know, we're amazed. This is fantastic.
Why do you think this has been a project that has spoken to locals so much that they have helped you raise this amazing total?
Well, we've had a couple of comments from people who've contributed that they've been wanting to contribute to something locally, but often the opportunities to donate to environmental projects have been in other parts of Australia or the world. And so no doubt over many years there's been people who want to get behind these sorts of things in the region, but their money's going elsewhere. And so for something to come up, you know, almost in their backyard and literally just down the road, somewhere that people will be able to see over the years ahead, I think has really got people thinking. And hopefully it's a sign of positive things to come. Shows what we can do when we all work together.
So you mentioned you had a couple of events on the weekend.
That's right.
The first of those was
an art exhibition on Friday evening. We're very grateful to Joanne Fife for providing the Chapel Studio on Sutton Town Road. It was a fantastic venue, perfect size. The artworks adorning the walls, and we had about 70 people turned up to that, which was just fantastic. Just really intimate setting. We didn't do too much talking on Friday night. It was mostly just a chance for people to mingle and enjoy the artworks. And a few of those have sold, which means that a commission from those is going towards the fundraiser, which is great. I think it was. It feels like the weekend has gone in two parts. The first part went, you know, really well. We had lovely local music played by Brenton and Sandra Manser from down at Nelson, which set the tone. Lachlan, who works with us, and his lovely partner Megan, who actually organised the art exhibition. Lachlan said a few words about some of the artworks and let people know about the background to it, and I guess explained the motivation of the 21 artists who very quickly came together and got behind this. And what really came through from Friday evening was the fact that perhaps we haven't done as well at this in the past as we could have, but people in different sectors of society are actually really keen to get behind things like this. And for artists in particular, a lot of their inspiration comes from nature. So it's actually a really appropriate you know, way of bringing things together that we've, you know, sort of, it seems really obvious in hindsight, but, you know, until now we haven't really done anything like this. And it's made us realise that we probably have it's a future partnership that would be great to foster with our artists because Look, and certainly there'll be some inspiration in the future out of Mount Burr Swamp.
Absolutely, yeah. And then speaking of the swamp itself, you had your open there day on Sunday.
That's right, yeah. For our staff, of course, it's been one big long weekend because Saturday we're out there on probably the peak of the weather, the days. It was perfectly still. Sun was shining. We were out there preparing the place and lamenting the fact that the weather forecast wasn't looking so good for Sunday. So we enjoyed a nice day in the sun out there getting everything ready on Saturday. Put in a pretty big day. But, Sunday came around and it was windy. What can you say for people who remember Sunday? It was a pretty windy start to the day. Actually, it calmed off a little bit as people arrived late morning. It was overcast. But we had about 150 people turn up, which was fantastic. And we had a campfire going and hot drinks to keep people warm. But, gave people a chance to hear the full story. Some of the things we've talked about over the last 6 or 8 weeks here in the studio to give them an understanding of what's been involved to make a project like this happen and how many different people and organisations have been involved. And then people also heard from our senior ecologists some of the different aspects of the ecology of the place, what's involved in restoring wetlands, some information about native freshwater fish from Nick, who we spoke with a couple of weeks ago in the studio, and then Brian talked about birds. And from there, it was fairly informal. We had some activities. We were pretty excited because we had a water bugs set up for the kids to see what's living in the water. And we had some traps out overnight to see if we could turn up any freshwater fish. We didn't, but then Nick went out with his dip net and actually managed to capture 3 little Galaxus, which is the nationally threatened fish species we talked about a couple of weeks ago. They're already in the swamp, and it's the first record from that wetland. So
great news!
Another box ticked for nationally threatened species on the site, and they will only really flourish now that we've improved the hydrology of the swamp or lifted the water level. So that was a bit of a highlight. The weather came in a bit foul just after lunch. Luckily, people had eaten and the barbecues had been packed up. But we were extremely grateful to Louise Adams, who was a special guest, who offered to perform for us as part of her contribution to the project. And so as the rain was coming down on the tin roof, and Louise was explaining to us that it's probably taking her back a bit to her roots in terms of the sorts of occasions she used to perform, but she hasn't done anything like that for a long time. So for people who turned up, it was, I guess it was a real special surprise to be able to have this intimate performance sitting in the shearing shed at Mount Burr Swamp, rain on the roof, and this magnificent view, thanks to one of the volunteers, Gordon Page from Portland, who put in these magnificent windows at the end of the shearing shed. So there's the view of the swamp for everyone to take in as they were listening to the music. It was one of those moments you wish you could bottle.
I bet.
It was fantastic.
Sounds magnificent. So for you now, this is, I guess, wrapped up. What happens next? Yeah, what happens next? I mean, how often will you and your staff be spending time out there and working away?
It depends on a few things. Yeah, I guess there's a couple of different answers to that. The fundraiser itself, in effect, we're going to stop, you know, hassling people about it. We've been all over you've been very kind giving us so much time on the air over the last 8 weeks. And obviously we've been making a big deal of it through our website and the local paper and things like that. We'll go a lot quieter now, but because we haven't quite reached the target and we do have a loan to service, we'll keep the tally going on our website. We're aware that there's a few more donations still to come. Once we reach that tally, we'll put a sign up on site that acknowledges everyone who's chipped in, which is something that we hope will happen over the coming weeks or months. So we still have about $19,000 to go, but we've absolutely broken the back of it, and it's, you know, we're not daunted by the challenge of raising the remaining funds. It's something that we're confident we can get to over the months ahead. But so that's the fundraiser side of it. People can still go to our website, of course, and donate if they if they're inclined to do so. In terms of the property itself, we're fortunate that we've been able to negotiate with the previous owners that aside from the couple of key areas that we're going to start working on straight away, we're going to enable them to an orderly transition out of grazing. And for us, it means that we don't bite off more than we can chew. So the property itself, we will tackle a couple of key areas first, the main swamp, and there's a patch of bush that we are going to start actively managing straight away. The rest of the property, we will buy ourselves some time to write up a restoration and management plan, which is one of the things we have to do for some of the grant funding we've received, which will lay out the plan of attack and how we're going to go about this, because it is a big undertaking and there's a lot to do. But this is one of the things that that we're trained to do, that we're looking forward to being able to do. Securing the site has been absolutely the hardest part, and yeah, to have reached this stage it's really exciting. It's and to everyone out there listening who's taken an interest and done their bit, there's a number of people and businesses around the region that I'm not allowed to mention business names on the radio, so I won't, but you know who you are. There's a number that over the weekend, for instance, chipped in or donated resources to make it possible for us to run these events at a very low cost, which means that again more of our resources go into the actual environmental work that we do. We'll make a special mention to the Millicent Lions Club, because we chucked a lot of stuff their way and they cooked it all up on the weekend, did a magnificent job. People were very happy with lunch, and obviously on a wet and windy, cold day, that's pretty important.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, the supports come from all different directions. And I think the thing that will really stick with me is the fact that everyone was smiling on Sunday. And it's nice. Sometimes there's a tendency, and I'm sure you know this working in the media, that a tendency to focus on the negatives. And to me, it's just great to see people, smiles on their faces, focusing on something positive we can do rather than getting, down about the things that we can't control.
Absolutely. And as you say, Mark, exciting times. We're very happy that we could have been a part of it. Great to have you in the studio one final time. All the best with the project.
Thank you for your support, Selena. It's really appreciated.